Stratton, a former Urbana Public Works employee, says he first thought of running for mayor just prior to his 2010 retirement, saying he felt too much was being spent on projects he deems less critical.
I'm not against art, but we were putting off things in the Public Works Department that probably should have been addressed at that time. And when you don't address issues, then they get worse.
For example, Stratton says the addition of bike lanes on a number of streets meant maintaining them on top of the road service markings and walking paths Public Works was already in charge of. Even before he turned in his nominating petitions, Stratton had come out criticizing the redevelopment of the Urbana Landmark Hotel. Stratton contends developer Xiao Jin Wan missed a deadline to have the downtown hotel's 128 rooms reopened. 45 are open currently. He contends Wan should have been declared in default of the city's $1.45 million loan, since the city won't earn the $200,000 back that was expected.
But because he's skewed the projections by not being ready with the entire hotel, and no bar, no restaurant, nothing to produce food and beverage tax, very little hotel-motel tax, it looks to me that the city's going to lose about $600,000.
But Mayor Laurel Prussing defends Wan's work, saying the contract was modified and extended when renovations called for more work. The mayor says Wan always intended to complete the project in phases.
If you say you want to bring business to Urbana, why would you treat an investor that way and constantly harp on him?
Prussing also believes Stratton's criticism of the hotel project is motivated in part by support he's receiving from former Mayor Todd Satterthwaite, who she defeated in 2005. Prussing contends some of her opponent's plans are identical to what Satterthwaite wanted. Stratton, however, denies the contention that he's serving as a puppet while the former mayor calls the shots.
Todd did not come to me saying that he wanted to help me run a campaign. I went to Todd saying that I was considering running and I don't think that I can run without someone who has political expertise.
Prussing dismissed former Chief Administrative Officer Bruce Walden 5 years ago, now handling much of those duties on her own. She hired Mike Munson as Chief of Staff in 2009. Stratton says agreements like that of the Landmark Hotel need a second set of eyes and says if elected, he'd name someone to the CAO post. Prussing insists she can handle some of those duties and better.
I can just walk down the hall and talk to the police chief, you know. I don't need a liaison. It's ridiculous. So we're spending less money and we're getting better results.
Stratton has also been critical of plans to extend Olympian Drive to Lincoln Avenue, a $15 million project in an industrial area north of the city. He thinks the focus should be developing business downtown.
If you drive up to where Olympia Road would end today, assuming it was done and was in today, you'd have cornfields, you'd have farms, strictly agriculture on almost all sides. And on the other hand, we have a crumbling Florida Avenue. We have a Green Street that looks like patchwork between Race and Lincoln.
Stratton says Olympian is simply a pipeline to Champaign, but Prussing cites it's been a boon to Urbana's neighboring city in terms of development and says finishing the road in her city will do the same. Prussing says the time she's put into the project goes back to her days on the Illinois House Transportation Committee and Champaign County Board.
If you have spent years getting the funding lined up and, you know, getting the landowners lined up and everything, you don't just drop it and say, let's wait until later because somebody wants to wait until later. You have to act when you have the opportunity.
Prussing also refutes Stratton's claims that local funds were used for the road extension. She says the project relies solely on state and federal dollars. The Les Stratton proposal for economic development suggests using existing funds for private investment. He says that's the opposite of what the mayor has started with the $5 million Boneyard Creek improvement project. Stratton says there's no guaranteed success with that.
If we were to encourage building in the empty spaces in downtown, then we would have at least at the minimum a brand new building, more real estate. They pay real estate taxes. They would pay business taxes. They pay sales taxes. Those are the kind of things that we need in Urbana.
If he loses next week, Stratton says this will have been his only run for public office, but believes he at least helped expose some issues. Whether Prussing is renominated or Stratton gets the nod from local Democrats in next week's primary may come down to voter turnout. Mayor Prussing admits she is concerned about voter ambivalence during this off-year primary election.
I got into politics when I ran for the county board, and I won a Democratic primary by one vote. So if you ask me, you know, is it important? It's critically important for people to show up for a primary because essentially this is the general election, because I've run against Mr. Bradfield before and he didn't seem to do that well.
Mayor Laurel Prussing and Les Stratton, two distinct candidates with two very different views on how to spur economic development. The winner of Tuesday's primary will face Republican Rex Bradfield in the municipal election in April. 4 years ago, Bradfield came in second to Prussing in a four-way race with 32% of the vote. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.